ads now.
Capital 263.
Say that again?
That's the best deal.
What?
Buy all three of them. Buy the Google Assistant, buy Amazon Echo, and buy Apple HomePod, and save 3 cents.
Yeah, and then realize how poor Siri actually is.
That's actually a better deal than Steam summer sales. You know, like, up there, they're so efficient. They're like, buy this game, save
72.3%.
Yeah, like, they go up as far as like 90% off. And you're like, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are the developers really bored of that game? They don't really care about the game that much.
Maybe they're food to people. Food to feed.
Maybe they're food to.
Hey. Yeah, they're food to feed.
Yeah, food to.
They're food to feed.
My brother, this is not your thing. No. No.
Okay, let's introduce ourselves.
What? You
Hi, recording? Everyone. My name is Dion, and this is Tech Knowledge. It's a podcast about tech.
Hi. My name is Gary Tindayamano. I'm sorry for interjecting, but hey, I'm probably the reason why everyone listens to this.
Okay, fine. I won't comment. I'm Gary Tindayamano. I'm not mad.
I'm the co-host. I'm the stupid one. And hi, mom, if you're listening to this, I've actually noticed that my mom is my supporter. She's always listening to the podcast.
Seriously? So she's always listening to my voice?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and all the weird lines that I say. Do you remember that?
Remember the drones episode?
Yeah, exactly. Like
your mom
neighbor's
actually
daughter.
To that.
Yeah.
Oh my
hi,
Lord.
Mom.
Yeah. My mom doesn't like tech. Like, she has an iPhone. She can't even use it properly. So, yeah. But yeah. Thank you for listening, everyone. Today is a great episode. We did not have an episode last week, but that's because we had to have two episodes this week. This one that you're listening to.
There was a lot happening last week.
Sexy episode coming up.
Really?
Yes, it's a very sexy episode.
Yeah, there was a lot happening. Happening last week.
Lots of things happening.
Now I feel like that guy from Need for Speed. Anyways, there was a lot of stuff happening last week with E3, WWDC, school.
Yeah. iPhone rumors coming out. Confirmations and the like as well.
I don't know. There's always hype for that phone. So yeah, I feel like us talking about Apple and making bad comments is now cliche because people.
Us or you? I've kind of stopped.
That's you.
I criticize them very constructively.
I give constructive criticism. But anyways, yeah, it's all about constructive criticism in this case. It's, you know, because you should criticize them and tell them where to improve, like giving their OS more freedom, for example. But then I've made that argument so many times that most people know everything that I'm going to say. So there's no point in saying that.
It's overpriced, people. They need to put the price down.
Yeah, price. But you actually know what I mean, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What happened? Did stuff happen locally? Like, was there, like, local news and stuff?
Local news. So, recently, Edge Metro started complaining that, well, people are pirating their news. Not really that. It matters, in a way, since...
Okay, is it important stuff, anyway?
Since Edge Metro does kind of infringe on people's privacy in the first place.
Now
you're like, you know, hey, I got this stolen iPhone from this guy, and this guy stole it from me. But doesn't change the fact that you stole the iPhone in the first place.
It's still a stolen iPhone anyway. So what's your whole point?
So recently they released a statement saying that they're going to be releasing most of their news in the form of images, so that people won't be able to pirate the news, because Google search engines can crawl through text and look for keywords, and people can easily snatch up whatever you're showing or trying to share. But whilst with images, it's slightly harder. Well, Google technically can search images.
But aren't Google doing that for search results? In the sense that it gives them more publicity as a site on the internet, that if Google can look for their stuff and put it up first, then, you know.
Yeah, you can. No, you actually can. But then it's just harder to look for an image. I mean, They've made more features like searching for image with the general look of it, like human, then skin color. If you're searching for a human, skin color, general color. Yeah, general color of the image helps. That's now a feature in the search. And the type of object you're looking for. Let's say you say car, right? They're going to be tags. 4x4, sedan, coupe, drop top, whatever. So then,
drop.
Really?
That's such an old thing. but I don't get it because, are people like literally going out and copying, pasting H Metro like stories or something? Is that our main concern?
Yeah. I mean, that's their concern. But we're just going to leave this one to you guys. I don't really think that it matters in this case.
I just want to hear from people. Do you actually do you actually read H Metro? If so, why? Just, I'm curious. Just not going to judge anyone or anything like that.
But why? we're not judging you per se. We're just saying why.
Just curious.
There are other things you could do.
Like go and become the first Zimbabwean woman on the Python board.
Segway.
Yes, that actually happens. Her name is Marlene Mangami. If I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah, Marlene Mangami.
And she's the first African woman to be included in the board of Python Software Foundation. For those who do not know, Python is a programming language. Very fun, very easy to learn.
English.
Python. It should be like the 17th official language.
Exactly. Which languages do you speak? Shona, English, Python.
C++.
C++.
C Sharp. I'm quite fluent in C# and C++. So I speak a bit of Java. I've dabbed into Lint a bit.
I speak Shona.
Great, but can you make a computer out of Shona?
Not yet. Nobody's done it. Until now, I'm going to do it.
You know that there's not even, like, all the languages are from English. Like, all the computing programming languages are from English. I dare someone to make a Shona programming language. If you do, you're the real one.
Or Latin. Nobody would do that.
Take a dead language and make... Like, programming is already harder. Then you just say, yeah, let's just make it even harder with an archaic language. Boom.
That would be really smart. It would probably take a smart person to do it. But then I see that happening. Ish. I mean, hacker would. That would make sense.
I guess.
Yeah, that would be really a deadly virus or program.
If it's in Latin.
Yeah.
Two core key or some stuff. Like, I don't know any Latin.
Because there's a really small chance that you're going to find another hacker who knows Latin. That's really smart. I'm a genius. Not saying that anyone should do that, but I'm just saying if you did that, you'd be really smart.
Yeah, and then when that actually happens and one of the biggest viruses or whatever hits the world again, they're going to start by looking at you. You know that? Latin virus thing started on this funny podcast called Technology. Let's interview. That's fine. Let's hold one of the hosts custody and ask him about what he was thinking and his motives.
Hey, I don't mind, but...
You don't mind being held in custody?
Because I'm actually going to be famous for once in my life. So, yeah. I mean, how many African people would get the spotlight for tech-related stuff?
That is very true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great thing. I mean, she did start a Python coding community in Zimbabwe called Zimbopi. Yeah, we go. Zimbopi. Yeah, they have lessons in Python every day. They've done it at community center coding clubs across the country. There are two of them right now, one in Mfakose and one in Highfields. And they're also actually they want to open one in the Discoverium Children's Museum.
That's fairly interesting. But then the problem is that I haven't really come across any of these. It would be really nice if they introduce these in primary schools. Other schools.
You really think a kid's going to learn about
Python? I know. I just realized, But then, yeah.
All right, everybody. Let's do it together. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Don't forget to initialize your variable integers.
Yeah, but you get the point.
Yeah, but I definitely think she should do that in high schools. I mean, high schools, there must be some interest in coding and stuff.
Yeah, but overall, it's really smart. It's actually really great that Zimbabwean women are going out there into the world and making a change. Especially that other girl, what's her name?
Pelagia Majoni. She went to Intel ISEF. It is basically it's a science fair. It's a really big Intel science fair. International, huge one.
I wonder if she got prizes.
That I'm not sure of. I know that she participated. She did actually win some awards, I believe. Yeah, she did.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's actually quite interesting. A very interesting character. And, you know, I was going through her story and it's actually amazing. Funnily enough, she's actually here in Harare. She goes to Queen Elizabeth, that is.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, we might get to interview her. So pray that we interview her.
Pray.
All right. Yeah. WWDC?
WWDC, Worldwide Developers Conference. So, I think, was it last week or the week before that? We did the Google I.O. episode.
Was it the end? The week before last week.
Yeah, that week. The previous episode, that is.
Yeah, it was at the end of that week.
Yes, it was Google I.O.
Like, during the weekend and stuff. Yeah, kind of like what happened with E3 in a way. So, yeah.
So yes, Google I.O. was Google's shabam baboozle conference thingy. And now it's Apple shaboom conference stuff thingy. And it's called WWDC. They call it the Worldwide Developers Conference because, you know, it's worldwide and all the developers come to talk about Apple and just Apple.
Yeah. This is just Apple's moment to just come and show off whatever the latest overpriced gadgets they
and announce a new Mac Pro.
Yeah.
Where on earth was the new Mac Pro? People have been asking for this for like 5 years now and there's still nothing. It's been like 5 years, dude. 5 years, no Mac Pro to now.
I don't care, bro. I'm just saying. You're talking to the wrong person about this. You're trying to make a point.
It's bad. The Mac Pro is Apple's desktop, basically.
Yeah, the iMac.
No, that's more like it's all in one thingy. Mac Pro is its actual like desktop. It's this like cylindrical thingy, black thingy. It looks amazing, but then.
Oh yeah, they call them trash can PCs.
Those things, yes, the trash can PC.
Because they're literally shaped like trash cans.
And they haven't even released the new one.
Yeah, I would understand. Nobody cares for those. Because, recently, like we said.
No, people do care for those.
Yeah, people, developers and and content creators. But then I'm just saying.
Yes,
other developers such as Microsoft. Microsoft, who else? Wacom?
Wacom, the tablet guys?
Yeah, drawing and content creators.
Yeah, but then, dude, like
other companies have been slowly gaining on them on the market, like with the Surface, Pro.
Yeah, the Surface line.
Yeah, it's more like an iMac in a way. It's more
the guys, Surface Studio that is.
Yeah, right. The Surface Studio. It's got the same capabilities as an iMac in a way.
It's basically an iMac competitor.
Exactly. So I'm just saying, more and more companies have been infringing on their market lately. I mean, look at the Surface Books.
Surface Books, there's the iMac, sorry, what's it called? Surface Studio.
Yeah.
The Surface Laptop.
Yeah.
And
Surface Pro.
Of course, the Surface Pros themselves. They're all competing with, you know.
We won't talk Apple's about the Windows phones. Those are a different case. are a different case.
Those are on its own world, doing its own thing by itself.
They're in the naughty corner right now. Everyone else is having fun, but they're in the naughty corner.
I don't think it's the naughty corner because naughty implies that they did something cheeky. It's more like they're in the retarded corner because they basically can't even compete. They can't even play. They're just on their own playing with their little toys on their own. No offense to anyone with a Microsoft device. It's not criticizing you. It's criticizing.
The guy who made your phone. I'm just saying it's really terrible.
Speaking about terrible. we've got the new iMac Pro that got announced at WWDC. Mm. Yes, it's a new one. It's meant to be a workstation. You know, high-end stuff. It has a 770K. Core i7 processor, top range. Not well, okay, we can't say it's like the best thing in the market right now anymore.
Because they are the quinine's about to drop, and
Thread Rippers. Oh yes, Thread Rippers, baby.
They're about to come too. Yeah, they're about to drop.
But we can say that it's really up there. Like it's currently for consumers, it's the best thing we've got so far. So they put the best thing that they've got in as a processor. They put the AMD Radeon Vega. Is it Vega? There we go. Thank you. Vega graphics cards, which are really good. They're really good. But then it's going for $5,000.
Really know much about? Yeah, supposedly they're good. AMD says they're good, and a few people that have actually used them say that they're good. But we don't really know much about Vega GPUs right now. Like
they're new, right?
They're fairly new. Just like the Threadrippers, we know that it's really powerful, but then we haven't really seen much of it because people haven't used it. And I don't even think they've released dates yet. But yeah,
so the iMac Pro is going to be its first showing.
Dell got a partnership with NVIDIA recently. You know, like
yes, I heard about that.
No, it's not recently, but then it's been here for some time now, and Apple in 2015 got a deal with AMD. So now MacBooks have been using Radeon graphics card. It's not really smart.
That sounds horrible. That actually sounds
that is like really terrible. It's like taking the two worst students in the class when it comes to like optimal gaming.
They're going to use
graphical performance
and put it together. But I'm thinking more, are they going to use Intel graphics card? I mean Intel processors.
Yeah.
How is that going to work?
They're still using Intel processors.
You know that there's this whole thing that Intel processors, when put with an AMD graphics card, just completely, you know.
Yeah, there's always an issue. I know, but then in their defense, they recently introduced Vulkan.
Oh yeah, Vulkan API.
Vulkan API. I have it on my PC. I never use it, but then
I just see it. Then I'm like, oh yeah, there's Vulkan. By the way, what is this for?
I don't know. Does it even run on games?
I don't know. Does it come with Windows 10?
I don't know. Maybe
because it just popped up.
Exactly. Even on my PC, I'm just like,
huh? If anyone actually, we should be the one telling people what happens with this. But
then okay, so far from what we have seen from Vulkan, it seems to boost AMD graphics cards performance way beyond what you'd see on DirectX 12 or 11 normally.
DirectX 12 was supposed to be amazing. I don't even know if I have DirectX 12, and to be honest,
Windows 10 you have it.
I have it.
Yeah.
Now yeah,
it comes
I should.
Windows 10.
Because I remember when Windows 10 first came out and I didn't have it at the time. I was still on DirectX 11. And you know, DirectX 12 was supposed to like leverage the whole integrated graphic cards and standalones and make them work together. Because usually what happens is that if a game or some sort of application is using one thing, like the standalone, the integrator is usually off. It's not being used. So it wants to like integrate them together.
Yeah, it was supposed to do that. It had issues with frame rates in certain games, since certain games didn't really work well with DirectX 12. But the problem is, so people are now wondering, because AMD graphics cards outperform competitors from NVIDIA that would normally outperform them on DirectX 12. So people are like, was AMD just waiting to introduce this to boost like performance for their upcoming graphics cards, especially with the release of Vega and Threadripper?
Yes.
That's my conspiracy theory, and I'm right. I'm right. I'm Gary.
Yeah, you think you're right about that?
Yeah, I'm right. What do you think?
I just think that when you look at the both of these competing, you know, APIs, DirectX and Vulkan. Wait, who makes Vulkan?
AMD.
It's AMD.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of people talking about Vulkan as an opportunity to move to Linux. So, okay, you laugh, but Gary, Linux.
Yes, it's got so many opportunities. Yes. I know that, but
they can make Vulkan for Linux. We're going to see a lot of PC/Linux games.
Yes.
And the more PC/Linux games we see, the less I have to use Windows 10.
I know, right now the problem is Linux, right? It's like Zimbabwe, right? In a way, it's full of resources. First world countries come here and they steal those resources. But then at the end of the day, it's still a shitty country.
But then no, it's not a shitty OS. It works because it's like it's
optimizable. Yeah, it works. But then
weird. Like, we're supposed to be talking about Apple's conference, and here we are talking about Linux.
All right, back to Apple conference. All right, to the 5K. But
okay, finish your point first.
I'm just saying, Linux is a good operating system. That isn't much happening there. That is it. There could be so much more happening, but then people are not fully utilizing this.
Yeah, because it requires like a lot of, you know. But they're not really. You can basically download Linux and just use it, like Linux Mint. If you can, people, get Linux Mint for your device if you have the expertise. It's amazing. It looks beautiful.
So with the iMac, so it's going for about $5,350.
That's the starting price. $5,000, not 500, not a five.
Yeah. So the problem is there are other configurations, but for the best version of it, it's 5,000. There might be like
starting. Is that the best version, or is it starting there?
It's the best. Then, like, there are other configurations, the low-budget configurations, the broke-people configurations, going for about 2,000 somewhere there.
Oh, that's, like, cheap.
You're broke. So you're going to buy a $3,000 iMac. Okay? iMac. All right, so the problem is, it's 1 terabyte, 1 terabyte SSD, GTX 1070 or GTX 1080. We don't know about the 1080 so far, but I've seen models with the 1070. The top end 7700K Kaby Lake processor. But the problem is that, I know. Forgive me. I know you're not buying an iMac for its gaming performance or anything, but I'm just saying if you're paying so much for that price, I mean, you'd get extra privileges, you know,
like playing games, video games.
Yes. I mean, if I buy something that's supposed to be super, super powerful, I should at least be able to have a great gaming experience. But
I don't understand why they would spend so much money putting inside this device a high end, not like if they put a normal graphics card, like a 980, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that, I'd say fair enough. But they're putting like, these guys are putting high end, best range gaming graphics cards, right? But then the game, it can't even play games. Do you see how this makes no sense? That's like saying,
oh, look at me. I am so rich, man. I'm going to buy the best soccer boots you can ever get. And they're not playing soccer.
Okay, sure, but you don't play soccer. But why did you buy the boots then? So why are you putting like this high-end graphics card in the first place?
All right. So in boot camp, this is Windows boot camp.
Good segue.
The fastest, like it's, right. The fastest OS you could possibly put in an iMac. Right, which is like a Windows.
Oh my God! Wait, sorry to interrupt you. But yeah. Oh my God, they are releasing the accessories in space gray.
That looks good.
This is weird. I'm sorry. The Apple that I know has everything in white. Now
they're becoming black. Yeah.
Wow. I'm proud of them.
So now can I go back to whatever I was doing?
Sorry, continue.
All right. The fact that it's running, it was, okay, so then.
Sorry, I have to interrupt you again.
No.
It's actually starting at $5,000. That's the cheapest.
Serious?
iMac Pro, starting price, $5,000. That's according to MacWorld.
So how was Dave East?
I think that's the normal iMacs.
I don't know.
Not the iMac Pro.
I don't know how he got his. But then, alright, yeah, he bought the $5,300 version, 27-inch iMac. All right. Yeah.
The Apple say that if you try and build an equivalent, it'll be $7,000.
That's
a challenge. That's like a challenge. Like someone should go out there.
Dave E actually did it already.
He built an iMac equivalent?
An equivalent, all right. All right. But 1,000, 1 TB SSD, that's $400, $300, $400.
Let's say 500 to be liberal.
Then, right, what else? A graphics card, 1070.
Yeah, the GTX 1070.
That's like $500.
That's 1,000.
Or 400. But then we have to make it 500.
Let's put this up as much as we can, because remember, they actually, like, we have to put what they call design fee.
Then the other things like power supplies and everything, that's like a good power supply, the best, you can get it 200.
Yeah. I was actually going to say like 100, but yeah, 200 is...
To make it fair for
to
Apple.
To make it Apple, yeah. Apple-y kind of, like, yeah. Does that pie cost a dollar? How about make it $2, because why not?
Yeah. Then a 2K, oh no, a 5K display, that's $1,000.
5K display is $1,000.
No, like to get a good one. Yeah, let's make it $1,000.
Like what?
Like this is a monitor, not actually a TV, so it won't be that expensive. Because what, 4K monitors are going for like 600 somewhere there.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's like what, $2,000 so like, far?
Let's just make it 1,200. Still, it's way cheaper. That's actually like what, 1,000.
It's about
1,500.
Yeah. And then like that's already 2,000. Then you can have an extra $2,000 for everything else, and you save $1,000. Oh, I'm sorry. You can buy yourself an iPhone 7 Plus for fun.
I don't know. This is
the price.
To some extent, it is right. Right, but then we have to look at it for the first time. That Apple, I feel like Apple is now starting to feel the heat, and for the first time, I feel like they're putting real effort into making their hardware and software actually great.
Superior, yeah.
And superior, you know, like Apple is always minimalist in their approach to hardware. They just, basically what they did, good SSD, good processor, that's it. For the first time, we're seeing them
push, you know, and actually
starting to feel the pressure for the first time.
That is very true. This is the first time I've actually heard them announce that we're putting a GTX, like an actual, like proper graphics card. Cause usually they would just say, oh yeah, there's some graphics card we threw in there so that you can do 3D stuff. But now they're like serious about it. So yeah, I think, I don't know. I want to say it's a good thing, but it feels like they're trying to, I think this is also a response to the Surface Studio. Remember the Surface Studio really wowed people, like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And they were like, we need to respond. And it's like, it feels like they're competing with Microsoft on everything, including the price. Like, they're trying to say, oh, did you just release the... So, how much was the Surface Studio going for? 2,000, right?
Yeah, 2,000.
Yeah, we can do double that plus 2,700. More.
You see?
Yeah, it's like they're really... I don't know.
The problem is, and as much as developers might say we want the best, but then you can build something better for less.
You can, but then... companies will buy this. I see this just being a thing that, you know, those kind of really high-end Fortune 500 companies.
People who can burn through cash.
I don't really see a lot of consumers buying it. It seems like those things that companies would say, we want to fill our workstations with your highest-end stuff. Like maybe Bethesda, stuff like that. They'll probably buy like hundreds of these.
I don't see Bethesda. Bethesda is probably... Game developers usually use Dells.
Yeah, that is true.
So I don't
graphics really designers, I don't know. People
so
like
the problem is, as much as they might have introduced a new MacBook, and they've also introduced a new MacBook. How much is it?
The new MacBook. Did they release a new MacBook?
Yeah, they released a new MacBook and a new MacBook Air with updated specs. That's the first time.
Oh yes, I did. I was so unimpressed, but I didn't even make a note of it. I was just like,
so for the first time, since 2010, there was a MacBook Air upgrade in specs. You know, like sometimes Apple does questionable things, like not updating their software, like hardware, for what? How many years? 7 years.
The Mac Pro. We are still waiting for a new Mac Pro, people.
Yeah, it's gonna come. It's gonna come.
I don't know. I'm saying
no. Mac Pro might actually not come, since they said they're ditching the whole thing and just going for all in one.
Yeah, I guess.
The problem with that, their stuff is that it's actually not updatable. That's also another issue.
Yeah, the Mac Pros are, yeah. And a lot of people are mad by that. So I don't know how that will go. So great. If you want to get a Core M3 dual core processor with 256 gigabytes of storage, 8 gigabytes of RAM, and oh my god, Intel HD graphics 615. That'll be £1,250. Yeah. That's the new MacBook. It's out there, people. It's hard to even like talk about it because it feels like there's nothing new. It's just like, oh great, we're making a new MacBook this year, better graphics, lots of numbers. Yeah.
You know, the problem is that, that's why, like I was saying earlier on, Apple is starting to feel the pressure in this. I don't really think they're taking the right approach to this. They're putting...
That is true. They're getting very Microsoft-y. Like, when I looked at this...
At least Microsoft can justify some of their things, but then this is really terrible. I mean, with Microsoft and their expensive Mac...
I'm saying
Surface Pro 5
yeah.
has got better specs than this MacBook. It's got a Kirby Lake i7.
The tablet has a better...
Yes, Kirby Lake i7.
Than a laptop. And the laptop costs...
2,000.
Anyways, like, I think what I was saying when I said they were more like Microsoft. Remember the old Microsoft and how they were, like, addicted to specs?
Yes.
Everything was about...
Specs.
Look at how many flops this thing is. And now they've decided to be like, look at how beautiful this thing is. That difference. And I feel like Apple are moving in the other direction.
No, because
we're seeing a lot of numbers and stuff.
Like I was saying, Apple for the first time is starting to buckle under the pressure. And now we're seeing them, sort of beefing up their hardware and whatever they had before. But the problem is they're also beefing up their price points.
They're not beefing up their price points. They're getting more cows into the room for Pete's sake. It's crazy.
So
like,
now it's
cheapest MacBook Air is going for $1,000.
You see, so now that's the problem. That's the problem. The more they're beefing up these, so at the end of the day, there isn't much of a change because people are saying, all right, for the hardware you're giving us and the price we're paying, it's not really fair, right? Then they're like, okay, fine. We're going to increase the hardware, but we're still going to beef up. We're still going to beef up the price points. So at the end of the day, it's still the same thing.
It's still the same thing, yeah. And it's not really like it's going to push people to buy it. I mean, I don't know. But then, hey, they make profits all the time and people keep buying the stuff. So
yeah, and it's way on course to become the first company to be worth $1 trillion. We'll still see about that. Yeah, Google never make $1 trillion.
They keep making failing projects.
Not really per se, but
no, as in like I'm not saying like it's a bad thing. Like I'm just saying that they are like they don't mind saying, look, we will do this project and push it, even though we know it could fail.
Yeah,
which I think is a good thing.
And the other thing that Google does is that when one of their employees dies, they give $1,000 to each of his children or her children. Every month until the children turn 18.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's actually really impressive.
That's very amazing.
Yeah, that's actually really good, and that's why I appreciate Google. I say Google's more of a human, it's more like humane than Apple.
A human company, yes.
Exactly, you know, because Apple doesn't have a face per se. It's just make good products. That's it.
And it's besides
Tim Cook. That's all we know.
Yeah, no, I've heard, like, even when you hear the stories about Tim Cook, he's always been spoken about as a very business-minded person. Like, he doesn't connect with people in the same way that Steve Jobs and the like did.
Even Steve Jobs had issues, so.
Yeah, Steve Jobs was Steve Jobs. There's a new updated iPad Pro as well that they talked about. It has the same camera as the new iPhones. It's starting at $650 for the 10.5-inch version. For those who are not very well acquainted with these freedom units of ours, 10.5 inches is basically about 27 centimeters.
Yeah.
Which is...
Is this the iPad Pro?
Yeah, a new iPad Pro. Good camera, but...
Can you really say it's good?
Yeah, it's the same as the iPhone. I think it's just a standard updated version. Like, poof, there you go. New thing, get it. It's 650. I didn't really have much to talk about. I just felt like just mentioning that.
iPad Pro. All right. So the iPad Pro is. Are these things really worth it? I'm really honestly, because right now the problem is, as I read this stuff more and more, I'm just like, is this stuff really worth it?
Some people it is, but then it's like, look, I mean, if you really want to do work, get a MacBook. If you really want to get a device that you can just read books on and go on YouTube and read some articles, then get an iPad. But being able to do both, kind of like, it's not going to work. I mean, even if, like, iOS 11, it has, I mean, they recently introduced drag and drop features. Like, it's 2017, and they finally have drag and drop. Like, you can now, like, drag something from one app and then drag it onto another app using the, you know, the multitasking thing.
Yeah.
They finally introduced that. And it's like, you know, the App Store even, it's like the apps just aren't up to scratch. The Photoshop app looks like a gimmicky thing. So I don't really know how that's going out. It looks like it is, like, a lot of people are buying iPad Pros, but it seems to me that it's more people who just have the money, who want a bigger device, a bigger, more powerful device to keep watching big videos and keep, you know, reading, you know, bigger articles.
Right. The thing is, is there really room for the iPad Pro these days? I mean, companies.
I mean, it's the future.
It is the future.
It's the future. Like, it's basically like the Surface Pro competitor. But the problem is that the Surface Pro is a great implementation because of how it uses Windows and the other accessories.
Yeah, so you can use it as a laptop or a tablet. Very well.
So then, but the iPad Pro, it's like, what is this thing for?
So that's the thing. Like I was saying earlier on, I was about to say hybrid laptops. What's this iPad gonna be competing against?
I guess it's supposed to compete against the Surface Pro.
Because now, for the same price, I mean, really, like, what's...
It's not even... Look, if you take the iPad Pro as it is, right? Put on a very good keyboard, okay? Have an Apple Pencil. Put Mac OS on it. I tell you, it's the best thing in the world. It's a great device. Yeah. Great device. If you can just optimize Mac OS a bit. But the fact that it's using iOS is one of its biggest, like, problems. It's just, it's not going to work as well. Because it's like, dude, you have this huge screen and you can't even have,
you're
like,
not
Windows.
Doing much with it. Exactly.
Here we go. It's like a lot of empty space. Remember when it first came out and someone was like, between the two icons, you could fit an iPhone 3G screen in the middle of two icons in the middle. It's just so ridiculous.
Like, all right. Paying.
And yeah, it's going for 650 as well.
The base model actually is going for 650. Yeah. The more expensive, the base version of the 12.9 inch, which is like 13 inches almost.
That was the original iPad Pro, if I'm not mistaken, from 2015, I think.
It's about $700. Then, to add other features on it,
like cellular
data, you're actually going to have to increase the price to $929.
So wait, let me get this straight. The MacBook Air 13 inch and the iPad Pro 13 inch goes for about the same price.
Yeah.
Well, if the iPad had like cellular capabilities. And
to add features,
one has Mac OS, which you can use full CS6 suit, Adobe CS6, that is, yeah, with Photoshop, you know, Lightroom and all that.
Yeah.
Then the other one has Photoshop Express.
Yeah.
But they're going for the same price.
I don't know. The problem is, right? They're making you pay for basics.
Yeah, that is true.
Basics such as cellular data.
I think it's because I don't know. How much is the chip really $200? Like, does it really cost that much?
No, it doesn't. It clearly doesn't.
I think the issue is that maybe space, they're like monetizing the space, saying, we think the space is worth $200, so you're going to spend $200 because we had to engineer and design the device that we can add in the cellular device whilst keeping this beautiful, slick, sexy.
I honestly see it as just Apple trying to make... this is just another cash grab gimmick, honestly.
Or, you know, research and development.
I mean, companies... I'm too angry for this.
I'm
too angry for this. I'm really genuinely touched by this.
In a few minutes, you'll be smiling. Don't worry.
I'm genuinely touched by this. What's your opinion and your closing thoughts on this?
Wait, before closing thoughts, just there's two more things we should talk about. Firstly, after everyone has fluffed about with VR and AR, Microsoft, of course, being the most prominent with the HoloLens, Apple are finally getting to the market with API. They don't have any device. They just have new API software that people can use to implement AR, augmented reality, onto iPhones.
Serious?
Yeah, they actually announced that at WWDC. So not much is known about that, just that they have the new thing. I don't know, AR kit, that's what it's called, AR kit.
Is it coming to their phones, their iPads? Or
what? It's for now, as far as I know, it's the phones, it's the iPhones only. And they're looking to move further from that. So yeah, more details will come up as we hear, but we are running out of time. And for the last 5 minutes, can we please talk about this HomePod thing?
The Apple HomePod.
It's like a Siri. I literally just wrote a Siri speaker thing. Because they were basically singing about how amazing, amazing the sound is on this device.
All right. So Apple recently unveiled their new high definition sound. The sound is great. Everyone is saying the sound is great. It's a great speaker. And it's got Siri, their digital assistant.
You sound so optimistic. Like, you sound like you can't wait to get it. Like, you're really looking forward to it. Like, oh my goodness. Great. When it just gets onto your house and you just connect
it. So then
it, like,
they're selling it for $400 to compete.
$349.99.
Yeah, $49 to compete with Google Assistant, which goes for what?
Well, technically Google Home with Assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goes for $129, and also Amazon Echo, which goes for $179.99.
So yes, so basically they're going for double the price of the competition for an inferior. And okay, the sound is great, but the main thing about these devices is like
the assistant,
those assistants itself. Yes, then and it's the worst out of the
Siri
three.
Doesn't offer as much as
yeah. If you watch the keynote that they did, you'll notice that on the slides and everything that they talked about, there were three things that they did not even mention about Siri. Accuracy, speed, and just the sheer quality of Siri. They were just talking about, look at the sound. Oh yeah, by the way, it has Siri. Sound, dude, sound. That was just the whole keynote
exactly.
For the HomePod.
Exactly. And that's kind of the gimmicky thing. I don't know. Obviously, there's always going to be a market out there for those hardcore Apple fans. And honestly, paying $300, $350 for a speaker with Siri inside it, is it worth it?
Yeah, I mean, you can get
much as Google.
You can get a Moto X with that kind of money. It's a whole phone.
The problem is, it doesn't do as much.
Wait a second. You can get an Apple Watch with that kind of money.
Wow. A watch.
That's interesting. So it's like you can get a watch.
Or a speaker.
Or Siri on a speaker.
Apple. All right.
Think different.
The problem is, you can get something that does so much more, way, way more for less. Or you can get the Apple product that does less for more. Apple logic there.
Apple. Getting less for more.
Exactly.
That's literally Apple in a nutshell sometimes. I mean, that's what we think when we look at these prices, at least in Africa. I don't know. Maybe people in the West, like,
people,
their money.
Yeah, third world people granting. Look at these Africans.
Yeah, they do not understand. They don't understand. Like, if you had thousands of dollars to throw, you'd want this.
Yeah, you should go to the watering hole or something. I don't know. Yeah. There hasn't been water in the village for like a month.
And so, you're talking about iPads.
You're talking about iPads.
Gary, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. My name is Hugo the Slump God. Or you can go to our Tech Knowledge Podcast page. It's actually called Tech Knowledge Podcast on Instagram. Or
on Facebook, you can find us on Tech Knowledge FM. That's a page. Follow, like, subscribe. All of that. You can actually do all of that on Facebook. I've done that recently. And on Twitter, you can find myself on as I am Dion Spring. And you can find the podcast at Technology FM. So we're really looking forward to hearing from you. What do you think? If you love Apple, tell us. Tell us about why. Like, make us understand. It's not like we hate it because we're haters. I mean,
but why?
Gary's a hater, but then No, I'm more open. I'm more open. No, you can ask. You can convince me otherwise.
You know my arguments are open and fair and just. Yeah. I haven't criticized Microsoft when they overpriced the Surface Pro.
I'm waiting for you to criticize Intel.
Intel?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll probably criticize them with the i9s if they're overpriced and not really worth the FPS, frames per second, and everything that they are selling them for.
Yes.
Frames per cent.
We are anti-fanboy. I'm not a big fan. I'm not a fanboy.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it. Get out of here.
This is the podcast. Yeah, you've been listening.
I love you, mom.
I love you all, people.
I love you, Zoe. I love you.
Did you really have to put that in?
Yeah. And now. Capital 263.